What are you doing here? Did I spook you, human? Yeah. But you didn't answer my question. What are you doing here, human? Why do you keep walking away, walking backwards? Did you know that you will eventually run out of room? There's nowhere else to go. You're stuck between me and the wall. So, if I were you, I would just say an answer. What are you doing here? You're out for a walk. But did you know that these are my personal garden? Not just anyone is allowed to walk in here. No. Oh, you didn't know. Well, I know that you didn't know. But my question is, why did you come out here? Are you trying to escape? No. So, why? You just wanted to take a walk, get some fresh air and see the sky. Well, it makes sense, but now I have another question. My sweet and adorable little human, why are you walking around in my mansion? Filled with other vampires, might I add, without your personal mate. No, don't look down, look up. Look at me. Look me in the eyes and tell me why. Are you alone? You didn't want to bother her. Was she busy? Not really. What was she doing? Tell me. She was just standing there, waiting for you to tell her something. Just standing there, you don't know. She was waiting for you to tell her something, to tell her if you wanted anything, if you needed to go out. You are allowed to roam around, but you need some protection. From what? Well, my sweet and adorable little human. I am the owner of this mansion, yes, that is true. And every single vampire that works here is under my command and is, let's just say, respectful of the boundaries that I put down. And one of them is to not lay a single finger on you. However, I cannot trust the more carnal instincts of a vampire. You never know what might happen. So, I put in charge the most competent and trustworthy mate that I have. The one that I have with me for the longest. Yes. I did put someone so important in your care. don't say that, sweet little human. You are more than worthy of it. You are entitled to have anything you desire. The finest of clothes, the most fulfilling and delicious of foods, the warmest and coziest of beds. You are entitled to have anything you desire, because you are my special and adorable little human. Do you understand that? Yeah. You are important for me. You are someone that I need, that I crave for. Why? Oh, because you are adorable. You are very beautiful. Yes, you. Absolutely gorgeous. You are. Honestly, I find it absolutely. What's the word? What's the word that I want to use? I find it endearing how shy you are, but also daring, I would say. Daring enough to look for thrills in the middle of the night. However, you should not look for thrills right now. You should be an obedient human and walk with your mate. Specifically the mate that I assigned to you. Do you understand that, human? Yeah. I told you, she is the only one that I 100% trust in. Well, after me, she is the oldest in the mansion. But let's not go into that. I want you to promise me. What was it that humans did? Was it with their thumb? No, was it with their index finger? They made a promise. I know that humans sometimes do something with their hands to make a promise. Yes, you are allowed to grab my hand. Here you go, pet. Oh, with the pinky finger. Could you show me how you do it? So I wrap my pinky finger around yours. And this is you promising me to always go out with your mates. You promise? Yeah. Well, you did the human finger promise. Why are you laughing? Oh, no, I'm the adorable one. Why is that? Well, I haven't mingled with humans for a very long time, so I haven't been taught these little customs. that you have developed throughout the centuries. No, this is not a night to talk about my past. It is a night for us to walk around in my private gardens and look at the moon and appreciate its energy, its brightness. Yes, you are allowed to come back to my private gardens. So don't worry. Yes, the maid that I assigned to you, she is allowed into the gardens. She is the only one besides myself allowed in here. But she would have to normally warn me. But since it's with you, you are allowed to come here without asking. You're so adorable. You're still holding my hand, did you know that? Because it's big. Oh. Now that I look at it, yes, you're right. It's big enough for me to wrap around your hands at the same time. It kind of looks like you have little princess hands. Oh, yes, you do. You have little human princess hands. And it's adorable. Very endearing. But, seeing that the sky is starting to get light blue, I would say it's more than enough time for us to go inside and retire for the day. Let's go. Where did you put your hand? Put it back on mine, little princess hands. That's it. Gonna go back. Yes, you're allowed to sleep in my bed today. Cute little human.